Begin Gar and Daf Masechta Bava Kama Daf Lamed Hey. Begin on the Al. Begin Tes Masda. Begin the words of the Gemara, which really this Dibur really belongs in the Lamed Dal at the end of Lamed Beis. Mashayre Deloy Kaboyle. Well, just like he, you know, your ox doesn't need the ashes, so to who he doesn't need the ashes. Which Tes says Masda sounds like the Leiparcha Libet Rabbi Yechon. Sounds like the version of the Kard Rabbi Yechonan that holds that it has to be that for some Tikkun and not just Kilkum. Which pertains to one that could look at Bavon. Now we take ask the question, even the court of Bavon. Masha, doesn't need it for the thing itself, and so to the person, but then we know that the Malach has to be Tzrich Legufoy. But if you say the Bavon holds you liable for a total destructive act, which was discussed in the previous Tesis, and you don't have to have Tzrich Legufoy in the Asa Shabbat, and it makes sense why the Gemara is only asking on the Birchanan and not on the Bavon. Next test, Master Begin the Gemara, how do you have the case of when the intended to shame, which says tasteless tame, it's the one that because keeping the last got the in the scam and hazard, since the Gemara does not get entertained the idea that you could be liable for the bush when you're intending just to damage. So afilahu dumi the shayrai, then even if he's similar to his ox, nami tikshale, you can still ask the question. It's not only shayrai dumi the who, it's even who dumi the shayrai could also be asked. Why? Because the bashar like a kabana by an ox, there is no intent, but by a kabana and by a person that requires intent. But sometimes we can say, no, the Amrit who dumi deshechay, if you say it's his ox similar to him, as mash mashabik, and as lahazik, then it means would intend to damage, because that's all the shar has. But that means it's coming to tell us, libyan kabbalah labayish, that you don't need to have the intent to embarrass lahazik, only to damage dumi deshechay, which would be similar to the case of ox, which is really how our Gemara concludes by Hiroso. But what the Gemara's question is, avashar dumi deshechay, when you say the ox is similar to him, mash mashabik, it sounds like with intent. Which that's more common by a person than by ox, meaning which is the human's intent to embarrass. But as Lashmi is coming to tell us, that ox similar to a person, meaning she is coming to the and need to have intent to embarrass, which is not the case, and everybody's going to be potter, because the human is coming to hazik, because if it meant intent to damage, that's to the contrary, that's more common by ox than by a person. So why comparing ox to the person versus the person to the ox? But moreover, the likely main, you cannot say that the Lashmi Enu that has come to tell us the Shur Potter be Miskavan Lahazik Nebashis, that it's exempting an ox when it intends the damage from even Bashis, that can't be what it's teaching us. And that, you're right, we're talking about the Kavanah of Bashis, and since he doesn't have the Kavanah, only his Kavanah for damage is going to be exempt, so we don't need that. That's a Mishnah later on the Pizayim Rav, the Shur Potter Bechalabar Gvar, that an ox is going to pull all those four things. And Bistam Shurhu Karen, and generally we're talking about Shur, we mean Karen from Miskavan Lahazik, which means we'd intend to damage, and still he's Potter. So obviously that we're saying that the ox is similar to him, which the person intends to embarrass, and but that's what we're saying, that's what the Gemara's question is. Well, that's not possible, because the ox does not have intent to embarrass. Then we have to say that it has to mean no, him is similar to his ox, and that you don't have to have intent to embarrass. The Mishnah Gemara answers, no, I can tell you, it's ox being similar to him, which he has intent. But Kamashwan will go, meaning for Busha, and Kamashwan will come to tell you, that you could have his ox similar to him. How's that possible? Which means to say, because even by him, we don't need it, and that's what we're telling the Chiddush, we don't need him to have intent to embarrass. So he actually is Bashar, because that's not possible, but rather it's even if Miskav Mahazik is also going to be liable for Bashar. Next test, Master begins the Gemazam, Masnitin Bashagig, that the Mishnah, rather answers, is talking about, no, you're right, it's talking about when it was done Bashagig. So there's no needing for the ashes, and why you putter is not because Chayiv Misa, but because it's a Shagig of a Chayiv Misa. Which Pesach Bekoin Rashi explained that Rabbi Mokam Asnid and Rabbis explained the Mishnah, the Leboi Lafa, that you don't need the ashes. A potter, Ma'isatam, Shashagir potter, you're exempt from the same reason that when you do by mistake, you potter. Which, first of all, says, in the Lashon Mashma, the wording does not sound like this. Like more of a delay, Dhamma the Shagig. It's actually not similar to when you do by mistake, but you say Malacha, which at least you're doing a prohibited Malacha, which is not the case. Makan Einis Malacha, but here there's no prohibition of a Malacha, like you have when you do it on Shabbos, which here you're not intending for it at all. So Eliyahu rather says, what you can say is Masnitin B'Shegig. When we say the Mishnah is by B'Shegig, the Baham Milsash Minan, that this is what we're teaching you, Hudumi D'Shegig, that he's similar to his ox, that Masher B'Shegig, Avhu B'Shegig, that just like when his ox does it by mistake, he also does it by mistake. The Valachi Potter, and the Tan B'Chizkin, still we're going to say he's Potter, from this brisa of what we're teaching from Chizkiyah. So what Tais is saying is that, not like Rashi that says we're talking about, as the Gemara previously said, that you don't need the ashes. No, we're talking about that he does need the ashes, but he did a b'shagig. So that's similar to the case of a shayr, because a shayr is always shagig and does not intend to damage. But it's not similar regarding if you need the outgrowth of the melacha or not. The reason why you put them in teshlumen is because in Mechizki, the whole zechimis is a pattern from teshlumen, even when they're shayig. Next, like to begin with the words of Gemara, we learn a makka other makka behemah. We compare the two of them. Just like there, you don't differentiate heroes, so you don't differentiate that you're never going to pay the makka other. So this system, it's a one, because the B'reish and the Chanokin, the Gemara said, Nidna Pidal Mabez. Muki Haikra, the Tan Bechizkiya, they explain this pasuk b'maki avad, that regarding hitting one's father. See, what Tais is asking is saying, so how are we learning out from here regarding the halacha of killing, which is not just hitting, from this pasuk? And as Tais explains, he says, now, even though the Gemara concludes over there, we learn out creating a wound in your nefesh behemah, they're not teaching anything regarding nefesh behemah that we're learning out from. But still the Gemara learns out from over there, that you're allowed to draw blood for a father. And that we're learning this out from Maki Adam. So, what are we learning out over here, differentiating that between Derech Aliyah and Derech Yerida? But when this pasuk is nothing to do with what we're talking about. This is what you can say, the Ma'iri, that really is told by both. Really, it's referring to both. In fact, this is just, why is it used the terminology of hitting, but like to the mace and not dying, because, yeah, regarding one's parent, the liability is just named Chabura. Mak Chaveroi, regarding hitting his friend, is Devala Minyonoi, which we'll learn that from the context, Dumi the Krod Delemonai, which is something that passed previously, Ishki Yakako Nebashodim, the Maver Tech, that talks about a murder, because most of the predicates of them need them and Daman Bays. We'll start the Maver and talk about in different elements. Lind Chaveroi, the Mace, regarding his friend, regarding death, regarding his father, Bechabura, Baalm, it's just a general creating a wound. Given the Kula Mighty Cross and the Puzzle to my both of them, Gabriel Shabbat, Makamim, Kulin from Makamim, regarding both of them, and they're not difficult. Next, Tais Mata bring the Gemara, Bim Shag Mim Mazin. That, okay, that whether by mistake, whether deliberately, it's always going to have the same halacha. So Tais explained the Gimel in Yonim Mom and Iri, Tan Becheskir. Tan Becheskir is talking about three types of monetary liability. Bim Shag Mim Mazin Iri, that's talking about whether you do it by mistake or whether you do it deliberately. Bim Mom and Acher, so you have the first category. Is someone else's money, but had the misa at the same time of the liability of death. But nafkalamina, we learn from that, the chivim misa shayg again, that if someone is liable for something that would be chayv misa, he does it by mistake, he's going to be exempt from monetary payment. Because, like I said, there's no differentiation in the pasuk. The hachim aisela, bishmait, and this was born in the sugyo, bail and nairs, and mugs with the lam hayim and aleph. Now, says Taisis, regarding this halacha, this lulu kuli amma, everyone holds hikesh to the chizkiya. Of this hekesh of the Bechizk, which is comparing the two halachas, can mean pelga elnars like the Gemara says pelga elnars. The Gemara says, "Mikal man, the less lutan the Bechizk, you think there's no one that holds of this that you think there's anyone who doesn't hold of this halacha." So that everyone agrees to. Now, avodim miskaven l'shein miskaven, but regarding whether he intended or not, lab b'mamon achav had the misa ayri. That's not talking about someone else's money together with death. Mikavuchama mishegig nafka, that's learnt out from. The Kabbalchaymer from Shagig means to say that if it happened at the same time, so then that you wouldn't need to have a limud from, that you would know from regular Shagig. Regular Shagig, you put there for sure regarding Ein Miskaven. And if it was at the same time of the Chiv Misa. Elo, rather, that's Lifter Midmei HaNerek. It's actually coming to exempt you from the value of the one who was killed. What's the Chiddush? Lafukim the Rebbe. This comes to exclude from Rebbe the Darsh that he expounds, as the Gemara says, that not find test. The miskaven har gizeb. You intended to kill one person, kill the other person. Nesata nefesh tachas nefesh moment, and that you have to give life for life. That actually refers to money. And that halacha the Rebbe says that for kamas matzot bechizkia, that no, kimish miskaven, since he intended, potter is going to be exempt. So achanam is miskaven potter. So when you did not intend, which is the case of Rebbe that we just described. Then you give me also example. Now, we come to the third halacha. So like we said, there was the first halacha of Mishayim Ibn Mazid. That's one teaching. Then we had Bein Miskaven, Nashayim Miskaven, which is not together at the same time of death, like we said, because that you would know from Kavachem Mishaygig. Rather, it's to be paitif and to be haneric in the case of Rebbe. And the third category is being derech yirid l'derech aliyah. Also, that's come to tell us kamoi the derech aliyah, just like when you're going up l'nid and shegugasa l'kapara. So there's no halacha of atonement by doing it by killing by mistake. That you don't take any money to let him off the hook. So chanami derech yiridas is sort of on his way down. Avgav shnit shegugasa l'kapara. And even though that when he's on his way down, then that is given to atonement. Because as we know, that's when you get the halacha of doing by mistake. And even so, that's what telling you that, no, that relift amazed it's that we needed to tell you that that you're not going to be able to get your way, pay your way out when you did it on your way down by paying kofer money when you did it by mazit. Now, b'yeshtem loymer, some make a mistake to say the lift to shegig derech aliyah, that what it means to say is what's his bein derech aliyah bein derech yirida. It's coming to tell us that to say when you do it by shegig derech aliyah, that you're going to be potter k'may derech yirida, that just like on your way down, and we don't say that it's a negligence, that so too on your way up, that's what's necessary for. It says Taisa of a Perikel and Nairis and Ksudaf Lamahim and Av, Bishmait Layi Asim, Mechir Suga Gedabrishis. It's obvious, like the way we're explaining that, that's not the point of what Bein Derech Ali Bein Derech Rida, to say that just like you put the Beshegi Derech Rida, so you put the Beshegi Derech Aliya, and we don't consider it as a negligence, and that he should be Chayiv. That's not, but rather it's like we just explained that what its purpose is of this third category. That it's not, you can't get yourself off when you do b'mezid with kaifer money.